The Public Service Commission recently said the proposed sale of the Kewaunee plant to Dominion Resources would put too much beyond the jurisdiction of Wisconsin regulators. Dominion and the two Wisconsin owners of the plant, the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation and Wisconsin Power and Light, have rewritten their proposal. For one thing, they've given the two in-state companies the first shot at buying back the plant if Dominion would ever sell. But Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board says the right of first refusal is a hollow promise.
It's very unlikely that the current owners, Wisconsin Public Service and Wisconsin Power and Light, would ever buy the plant back. Then it would be back under commission, Public Service Commission jurisdiction. But it's just extremely unlikely that they're trying to sell the plant now that they'd ever try to buy a nuclear power plant back.
But Tom Webb of the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation says a buyback of the Kewaunee plant is not far-fetched.
I mean, we would do what is best, just as we're trying to do now, what's best for our customers. We believe if the conditions change such that it would be advantageous for our customers to bring the plant back to the utilities, yes, that's what we would do.
Webb says Dominion is equally sincere about its new promise to return to Wisconsin customers any money left over from eventually shutting down the plant. Likewise, he says Dominion is promising to substantially increase the amount of money it would give to a Wisconsin subsidiary to meet its debts. The PSC office in Madison says it'll collect information on the case over the next 10 days and decide within the next month whether to rehear the case. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.